跟我一样不甘平凡，我想一天比一天更接近我的理想。
Equally delirious but anything but low budget is the new film from master Hong Kong director Johnny To, a musical about Chinese capitalism called simply Office. Set in the aftermath of the Lehman Brothers collapse, it unfolds inside a corporation on the eve of an IPO float, as it also prepares for a new partnership with a Western cosmetics giant. But really, this is about the difficult lives and loves of the characters inside this firm, from the very top of the food chain, where veteran star Chow Yun-fat plays a corporate captain who's having an affair with his CEO, Taiwanese actress Sylvia Chang, who wrote the play on which this film is based, to the bottom of the food chain and a couple of interns, played by the fresh-faced Wang Zhiyi and the enigmatic Tang Wei. Themes of corruption and ambition will be recognisable to anyone familiar with Johnny To's stylish, brutal gangster films, movies like the Tarantino favourite Election or Drug War. But Office is also a sugary confection. Remember, Johnny To also directs rom-coms. There are jaunty musical numbers and a beautiful abstract set design of shimmering gold and lush turquoise that reminds you of a television game show. Glowing lines intersect and dramatic curves sweep through the frame to form the contours of doors and windows and staircases against an infinite blackness. Giant clocks loom overhead, reminding us that time is money, while luxury cars, jewellery and high-end tailoring show us the glittering spoils of capitalism. At times, there's an echo of the film Playtime, Jacques Tati's stylized vision of office life and modernity. Only here, in the postmodern world of unfettered global capital, the absence of a horizon line, coupled with Cheng Sui-kyung's roaming camera, suggests a world without limits, where old structures are no longer relevant. Or are they? There is a price to be paid, it would seem, for all this ambition and vanity. And even if some of the song numbers that pepper the movie don't quite capture the full force of the emotions in the film, lust, betrayal, regret, love, there's so much that Johnny To does capture of this historical and geopolitical moment with his neurotic and flawed characters. Office is an arresting fresco of the moral dilemmas at the commanding heights of modern-day China. It's also one of the most beautiful films of the year. It's on 12 screens around the country in most capital cities. You should run to see it. And that's the final cut. I'm Jason DeRosso. See you next week.
Shama.